WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Right now, that time, 8:15, you are tuned to WGNS. Our guest today is incumbent Mayor Ernest Burgess for Rutherford County and also candidate for Mayor Jimmy Evans. Again, both are with us today for this political forum. And we are going to take some phone calls. Our number, by the way, 893-1450. So feel free to call in if you have any questions, any general questions for the seat of mayor. And we'll open up those phone lines here in just a little while. Again, that number, 893-1450. So first, we're going to allow each candidate to introduce herself, and we'll start off with the incumbent, Mayor Ernest Burgess. So if you would, introduce yourself.
Good morning, Scott. I'm happy to be here with you today. My name is Ernest Burgess, and I am currently your Rutherford County Mayor, almost for 8 years now. And I'll tell you just a little bit about me. I'm a lifelong resident of Rutherford County. I started in a little community called Blackman, spent most of my young life there. And I've been thinking a little bit again, like I do this sometimes, what really makes Rutherford County great? And it's really all about teamwork, I think. And then when you start trying to list all the key members of this team, who do we start with? First, I think probably the most important group are all of our citizens that really care about Rutherford County. They care about its children. They care about their future. They care about giving others an opportunity to grow and prosper. All of you know that we've got four other municipalities in Rutherford County. Town of Smyrna, Murfreesboro, Laverne, and Eagleville. All of these municipalities, they work together with all of us for a common good. All of our municipalities, including our county, have great employees. They have great public office holders. We have a tremendous business community led by our Chamber of Commerce. We have an outstanding workforce. We have hundreds, literally, of charitable and nonprofit organizations and churches. We have some of the finest educational institutions of any county, anywhere in any state. Tremendously outstanding county school system, Murfreesboro City School System, both of which are getting extremely good results from their children's performances. Middle Tennessee State University, Motlow, the Tennessee Career College, and just on and on and on. All of these entities working together have resulted in a great quality of life in Rutherford County. Now, this quality of life continues to attract businesses to grow, expand, and create jobs for our citizens, which continues to result in enhanced opportunities for personal growth for all of our citizens. This teamwork did not just occur without effort, planning, and vision of our leaders throughout the entire county. This leadership must continue so that in this growing and vibrant county, we can provide an ever-improving quality of life filled with increasing opportunities. And I've just been honored to serve all of the citizens, every one of you out there, of Rutherford County for about 8 years now. I have been proud to be a member of the leadership team that has worked so well together to provide a stable, thriving, growing, and prosperous county of opportunity. I need the support of everyone. I need your help and your vote to continue this important journey together. We need each person in our county to participate in this electoral process to ensure the continued success of our county, our children, and our grandchildren. I am committed to continue investing my time, my resources, and my experience in the future of Rutherford County. I need each of you to join with me and commit to this important investment in the future of this great county. I will lead by example. I will do the right thing with every decision. I will continue to set a high standard for excellence and professionalism. I will treat everyone with dignity and respect. I will do nothing out of selfish ambition. I ask for your support, your vote, and your prayers as we together continue to make Rutherford County grow and prosper. Thank you very, very much.
Again, that was incumbent Mayor Ernest Burgess, and now we go to Jimmy Evans.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, WGNS listeners. This is a wonderful opportunity to talk to you this morning. My name is Jimmy Evans. I'm 49 years old, and I'm a 1982 graduate of Oakland High School. I worked my way at working nights through MTSU, where I graduated in 1988. I met my wife there of 24 years, and that's the wonderful Karen Evans, and she is a kindergarten teacher at Black Fox Elementary School. We have two boys, Bo and Jordan. Bo is 22, and he is in the family business, and Jordan is 17, and he is currently a junior at Middle Tennessee Christian School. I love this county. This is the place I've raised my family. This is the place that is my home. I would live nowhere else on earth if given the choice. Rutherford County is number one to me. We have a lot of wonderful things going in our direction and in our favor, and this is the best county on earth as far as I'm concerned. Now, the mayor and I are a little different. I'm more of a grassroots kind of guy. I'm an everyday small businessman, and I can relate to the small businessman and the everyday hardworking person. I also had 14 years of corporate advertising experience where I was responsible for three operations in three states and over 300 employees. I'm fortunate right now to be a member of the Industrial Development Board. That's a team that recruits and brings many, many businesses and thousands of jobs to Rutherford County. I formerly served on the Election Commission, where I just recently had to step down from that position to pursue the county mayor. I was budget chairman when I was on the county commission from 98 through 2002. We prevented many, many attempts at property tax increases, and we funded all the needs of the county, including buying fire engines for the fire departments. We built ambulance stations, and we did many other things. I was fortunate to be chairman of the Republican Party when we swept all the offices just a few years ago. One of my favorite things is youth sports coach. I have coached every sport for 20 years, and that is the most rewarding, funnest experience you can have. Like I say, I'm very approachable, and as you can see, public service has been a part of my life and is in my blood. I relate to the regular, everyday guy. I think government needs to be run on a wants and needs basis, just like a business. I don't think we can continue to go back to the property owners and put extra taxes on their back every time we want something. It's about wants and needs. The needs of the county under my administration will absolutely be met. Anything that we need, I will see that we get. The things that we want, the extras, the bells and whistles, we'll fund as many of them as we have money to do so. However, if we do not have the money available, we will prioritize those wants, and as the money becomes available, we will certainly, certainly fund those and provide more and more services for the people. Once again, if you see me and you meet me out on the street, I'm very approachable, and I have a well-rounded background. And once again, I thank you for letting me be here this morning, and I kindly and sincerely ask for your vote. I attend Northside Baptist Church, where I've been a member for over 20 years over on Thompson Lane, and I've asked them and I ask you for your prayers and your continued support. This has been a very humbling experience to see the outpouring of support that we've had during this endeavor. Thank you.
Again, that was Jimmy Evans, who is running for the seat of mayor, and our guests today are, again, Jimmy Evans, who is running for mayor, and also incumbent mayor Ernest Burgess, both joining us today in this political forum. Our phone number, 893-1450, and we will take some phone calls here in just a little while. But first, let's go ahead and start off with a generic question, and that is, as mayor, where do you see our school system going in the next 5 years? And for that, the way we're going to do this, you guys can just jump on the question. Whoever wants to answer it first, just go for it, because there's only two of you here today. So it's not like we have 20 people here, so we'll just make it easy.
Well, our school system is going to continue to grow. It's absolutely no question about it. Rutherford County will continue to grow. We already have population projections that say we're almost at 300,000 people now, and there are projections that by 2035, maybe 2040, we'll be more than 500,000 people. So We're going to continue to have increased growth within our school system. That's going to continue to put increased demands for new structures, new teachers. But one of the most important things we have to do is this: provide all those resources and those teachers and those tools that they need so that we can give our students the best opportunity possible to achieve. Now, this is something that's not easy, and we are faced with this. This is not a new problem either. We've already built more than six schools and rehabbed probably more than that with additions and expansions just during my term. So we're going to continue to have to provide those services. It is a must. Without education, education is the key to the success and future of our citizens here. So we want to be an integral part of continuing to provide those tools that can allow everyone to have an opportunity to use all of those abilities that they have to their fullest degree so that they can meet those challenges that we're facing. It's going to be a continued struggle for each of us, and we know full well, without an education, you're going to wind up in one of two places. You're going to either be in jail or you're going to be in poverty. So we have to give people this extended opportunity. And I just want to say on behalf of all of us that see the good work that our city school system and our county school system is doing, they are achieving. Really, they are allowing our students to grow and learn and prosper, and their results are evident. And I just applaud them, all of them, and especially those teachers and our family members, our moms and dads that are supporting this process are really making this happen. So thank each one of you out there, and thank all of you in this school system for being a part of helping prepare our students and our children and grandchildren for the future.
That was Mayor Ernest Burgess. Jimmy?
Yeah, Scott, I just want to say several things. One, we are fortunate to have one of the best school systems in Tennessee, if not in the country. I've talked to many, many people who've moved here over the past several years, and one of the factors was because we have such a wonderful school system. Being married to a teacher for the last 24 years, I see firsthand and hear firsthand the challenges that they still have and the wonderful things that are accomplished. But I want to go on the record right now once again, and I've said this before, I'm 110% against the Common Core program. I am 110% against the Common Core program. We don't need the federal government coming in and telling us how to educate our children. That's what's going on right now, partially, and I want to do everything I can to prevent that program from getting ensconced, deeply ensconced in Rutherford County, and from turning into the nightmare that we all see it is. We don't need Obama administration telling us how to educate our children. I'm for continuing our building program. I have a past record of continuing the building program without putting extra strain and stress on the backs of the property owners with more and more property tax. We have, like I said, the wonderful school system, and I just want to make sure they know I'm against Common Core. I'll stand with parents. I'll see that the school system gets what it needs. Because we want to continue to educate our children, because without education, the future is very bleak for those. Thank you.
I want to sort of follow up on that just a little bit. I'm not a teacher. I'm not an educator. I'm not in our school system. I've done a little bit of homework, and I think it would do all of us justice to do a little bit of homework about really what's happening here. Both of our superintendents in our county school system and our city school system have endorsed the results of Common Core. And in the state of Tennessee, when we've measured the performance and the outcomes in grades 4 through 8, our results in our math has raised the standard of performance in Tennessee from 46th to 37th in the country, major improvements. In our reading, for our students in the 4th through 8th grade, we've improved from the 41st to the 31st, again, the largest growth in the nation in student outcomes. This is really important. So I don't know exactly what all of this happened and how this happened, but it has happened, and I'm proud of it. These standards that we're talking about that have been in place are standards that have been adopted by a group of 45 states working together. The federal government hasn't set those standards. This curriculum that we've looking at these curriculums are developed by our local school districts. These institutional decisions of instruction that are taking place are provided by our local teachers and principals. All of this, I think, to say is this: working together, it seems that we're making progress. Maybe there are some flaws in this system. There are always difficulties and struggles within any new system that's put in place. But so far, our students are winning, and I just want to say that.
I have a response, too, to that, Scott. I don't think that the federal government and the state hanging big money over our head to say, you teach them this way, and you teach them the test, not the subject. Our teachers are having to spend a ton of time teaching the test so that the test will improve, not teaching necessarily the subject matter. They're having to teach towards the specific test because all the federal government and the state government wants is those test scores to increase just that specific information. They're not interested in that well-rounded education. They're not interested in letting the teachers teach the subject. They want them to teach the test. So if the mayor's for Common Core, there is a complete difference for us, and there's a choice that people have to make. He's for Common Core. I'm against Common Core, and that's one of the many differences that he and I have. And married to a teacher, I understand a lot more about what goes on the day-to-day operations inside a school. Of course, I'm not there. But she explains a lot of it to me because I'm very interested in the educational process. And it's Common Core is not a good thing. It basically comes down to the federal government telling us how to educate our children, dangling money over our head and saying, hey, if you'll do it this way and you'll do it this way. And the 45 states, they're all accepting the Common Core money. So why wouldn't they get together and come up with some kind of test and some kind of procedure? But once again, the teachers are teaching just the test. They're being forced to. They don't have the option of teaching the subject. They have to teach the test because the test is the number one thing that the states and the federal government are counting on so that they can say their program was successful.
Our guests today include, again, incumbent County Mayor Ernest Burgess and also Jimmy Evans, who is running for mayor. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning, and thank you for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question. Good morning, Mayor and candidate.
Morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question. I'm a lifelong resident of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, born, raised here, raised in the school systems, graduated from MTSU. My question is, of course, I'm fixing to retire, me and my wife. In the last 4 years, my property tax has risen. 1 year was $24 a year, one was $48. I just got a reappraisal. They went up $12,000 on my appraisal of my house. And I figured it up this morning. It's going to be another $50 a year. Is there any way, as mayor, both these candidates answer this question, is there any way we can stabilize this, maybe put a moratorium? Or I know there's laws in place with state and all that. Is there any way we can stabilize the property tax increase for several years? I know things go up. I have a budget myself at home. I've had everything gone up. Is there any way we can watch that and stabilize that tax on the houses? Because a lot of people, they own their homes like we do, and it just seems like it's getting more and more. And putting all the burden on us. And I appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Scott, I'll take that one first. This is Jimmy. I understand the burden that the property tax is putting on you, sir. It's putting on a lot of people. The answer in the last several years has been to go back and back and back to the property tax and put the pressure on the backs of the property owners. I disagree with that. Well, that function. I disagree with that philosophy, and I have a record of when I was on the county commission of preventing property tax increase, yet still funding government, funding their needs, funding the schools, funding all the programs that we had currently going, and even having a surplus at the end of the year. So you roll your sleeves up and you dig in there deep, and you can prevent these property taxes. I'm not going to raise property taxes. The most important thing to me is to keep them where they are. We've got plenty of money. It's just a matter of living within our means. So you can expect no property tax increase from Jimmy Evans, regardless of the situation. Now, there are other ways to raise funds, and we will explore all of those, certainly, but we cannot go back and back and back to the property tax property owner to collect more and more property taxes.
This is Mayor Burgess. Yes, we've raised taxes in my 7-year tenure. We've also lowered taxes 1 year. Let's a little bit explore the fact what happens here. This gentleman, just like me and many others out there, have gotten their appraisal values sent to them recently. That doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a property tax increase. We have to take all of that, and they have to put all of this, our assessor and our State Board of Equalization, together. And they're going to compute something called a certified tax rate. And it appears just even now that the certified tax rate is going to be less than the current tax rate. So just because you have an appraisal increase doesn't mean that your tax is necessarily going to go up. I just want to give you some real numbers on exactly what's happened in almost 8 years now. Property taxes have gone up 3 times for a total of 39 cents. They've gone down once for 27 cents, is a net increase of 12 cents. The property tax on a $150,000 home has gone up in that period of time $47 a year. 47. That's not even 1 month's cost on a cell phone. That's how much it's gone up in 1 month. That's less than. That's 0.7% per year that it's increased. Yes, that is an increase. We can't deny that. But if you will examine the struggle that we've gone through economically, the reduction that we've had in our sales tax revenues in 2007, 8, and 9, the reduction, the huge reduction we had in the growth in our development tax, it shrunk from over $8 million a year to less than $1 million a year. We have managed through a very, very difficult time. Our development tax revenues decreased over $20 million through that period of 7 years. We managed to balance our budget, and yes, you can see there's been a net increase of 0.7% in the property tax. I think that's pretty remarkable. And in view of that, we built new schools, we've expanded services, we've improved the quality of life in our county. And I think our citizens are supportive of doing those things in a nominal way without being really overbearing, you might say, and going far too much with these increases. But we've had to manage through those. And yes, we've had to use some of our surplus ending fund balances as well. But we've done that, and we've continued to maintain our policy limits within our general fund, within our debt service. We still have those general fund amounts available that exceed 15% of our annual expenditures. We still have debt service dollars in the debt service fund that exceed 65% of our annual interest and principal cost. So we've managed very, very properly through an extremely difficult time. And all through this difficult time, what else did we do? We improved our rating, our debt rating, to AAA+. Not AAA, AA+ and AA1, which is just one little notch away from AAA, through a severe, difficult economic. What did that allow us to do through this whole process? We were able to refund and refinance existing debt that saved our taxpayers more than $15 million through just that effort.
That was incumbent mayor Ernest Burgess, and before
him. Can I have a response to that,
yeah,
Scott,
go ahead.
Real quick? A couple of things. Once he's talking about the certified tax rate, that doesn't mean your taxes are going to go down. That's some fuzzy math when he says that. You'll at least be paying the same amount that you pay now. If your property goes up in value, they'll adjust it, the percentage, but your amount that you pay will not go down. If your property goes down in value and they adjust it, there is a slight chance that you might get a little bit of a savings based on the appraisal. But if you're losing value in your property, then saving a little bit on tax is your least concern because your property has went down in value. So the bottom line is a certified tax rate gets adjusted so that you're paying at least the same amount unless your properties went down in value. And I want to touch on one other thing. Back when I was in the commission from 1998 to 2002, we started a program and got the ball rolling on senior tax relief. And we got all that started back in during that time. And now I know one thing that the mayor keeps claiming is that he's responsible for that. But that was started long ago. And this idea that he's responsible for it is just incorrect. Now, he may be responsible for a part of it or for finally getting it implemented, but we started that back between 98 and 2002. I was a big part of that, so I just wanted to get that in.
That was Jimmy Evans. Right now the time is 8:40. We are going to take a short break, but we will be right back and we will take your call next. Again, our number 893-1450. All lines are busy right now. You're listening to a political forum with incumbent Mayor Ernest Burgess of Rutherford County and also candidate Jimmy Evans. And of course, this is for the Republican primary, and the Republican primary is going to be on May the 6th. Time right now, once again, 8:41. Temperature outside, 58 degrees. Money is the root of all the
kills. They have never been. At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Here's Lieutenant Andy Seiler.
This is not a typical thrift store. It's really known for its customer service and for its cleanliness and how much variety we have. And the quality of what we get is great because we have great donors and great people in Rutherford County.
Your purchases go directly to fund Salvation Army programs here in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Hello, I'm Laura Bowling, your Rutherford County Circuit Court Clerk. In just 4 years, I have upgraded and modernized the operations of the General Sessions, Juvenile, and Circuit Court Clerk's offices by improving technology, empowering our great staff to work more effectively and efficiently, and also created a collections department that has returned $1.5 million right back to offices that serve you. There is more to be done. I would be honored to continue our great work with your vote in the May 6th Republican primary. Paid for by Friends of Laura Bowling, Mary Allen Treasurer.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Mostly cloudy skies here for this afternoon, high in the upper 60s, and winds out of the northwest around 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 57.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here. This is Chip Walters on Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
MTSU Sports on WGNS.
It is 8:43 right now. Again, we're having a political forum on the airwaves this morning, and our guests include incumbent County Mayor Ernest Burgess and also candidate Jimmy Evans. And this is, again, the Republican primary that is coming up. That is going to be on May the 6th, and that is what this forum revolves around. Our number is 893-1450. We'll go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. Thank you for holding. How are you?
Yes. Good morning. I would like to ask the gentleman, what are the plans for Moreland Lane going between Andy Adams' property there? He has just trimmed those shrubs. You're in danger of ruining your paint, even denting your car where he's cut those shrubs through there. They're going to widen that road. You know that people will not all use that road coming off of the parkway over there. They'll find a shortcut off Cason Lane and so forth. What are the plans to take care of this treacherous situation?
Well, and this is Ernest Burgess. There are no plans on the drawing board that I'm aware of to improve that road.
All right, let's go ahead and take this next call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. Let me pass this along. When I go to the polls in the next 3 or 4 days to vote, here are some things that I'm toying with in trying to make my decision. And this is not to be critical of the progress that the county has made in the last 30, 40 years. However, we are at a very different time in the county. We're at a point that we must define, or better define, growth. Growth is not necessarily always more and more, expansion. You know, what about, could we not maybe improve our overall level of education? Could we not do a better job of meeting the homeless needs and things like that? We need to devote lots of resources, and it would take lots of resources, to better define quality of life versus quantity of life. You know, to continue just like we have for the last 30 or 40 years, and that's not to be critical. It's brought us to a great point. But we need to do something differently now. And to do something differently is going to take leadership. To do what we've done the past 30 or 40 years is simply followership. Those are some of the things that I'm toying with when I go to the polls. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. Does anybody have a response for that?
Yeah, I'm Jimmy. I have a response for that. And when we talk about growth, there's been some information shared that about my record about doubling the impact fee on developers. And I just want to let everybody know that I did do that. Growth, we need to make it pay for itself while not keeping it from continuing. And one of the things we did when I was on the commission is we changed what we call the impact fee. They call it the development fee, but we call it an impact fee. And we doubled that fee from $750 per lot to $1,500 per lot. And this is a fee that's only paid by the developer. It's only paid by the developer when they develop new lots. Now, that's just a drop in the bucket. We all know that it costs much more than that when we build a new home and people move into Rutherford County. You know, once they have suddenly they'll have a couple of kids in our school system, which is great. We want them there. But, you know, that's $7,000 or $8,000 average per child, and they start using our roads and our other facilities. So that type of thing, it has an impact on Rutherford County when we build a new home and we have new people move into that home. So that was an effort in order to have that growth pay for itself. There's many other things that we can do, and there's several plans that I have in order to help growth pay for itself. Not enough time to go into a lot of detail here, but it will take leadership. There will be some tough decisions that have to be made, but I'm willing to make them as your county mayor.
Well, we all agree with exactly what this gentleman is saying. As growth continues, and it will continue, we're going to have to step up and provide the same leadership we're providing and even more leadership to be sure that we can enhance the quality. The quality of life in Rutherford County is really the primary reason why everyone is wanting to come here. Of course, location really helps as well, of course. But the quality of life is super here. We've already talked about education, and our educational system is really outstanding. Now, the opportunities that we have at every level of education is outstanding. Our state government is taking some really, I think, great initiatives to try to improve the education. Now, that's what really will enhance the quality of life of everyone that we know. Right now, in Tennessee, only 32% of our citizens have either a 2 or 4 year degree. We know, as I've already said earlier, that in the coming years, at least 55% of our people need to have a 2 or 4 year degree or at least a certification in some technical skill in order to even get a job. Now, that is going to be really, really important as far as how we're going to continue to sustain the great quality of life we have and even improve it. All of us together are going to have to be creative. We're going to have to work hard. We do have some initiatives now that will allow a person to go to a 2-year school without any tuition. So great things are happening in our state. That's going to continue to make our counties and our cities and our towns even better. And we'll continue to work. We're making major improvements in our public safety, in our fire support, in our unincorporated areas, with our ambulance service and all of the other things that we're doing. It's a continuing struggle. We've already talked about the limitations that we have on dollars and funding, so we have to be very, very creative and very, very prudent and very efficient and using those dollars we have to continue to move forward and enhance the those things that do really make up the total framework of quality of life in this great county.
That was incumbent Mayor Ernest Burgess. Let's go ahead and go back to the phones, and good morning.
How you doing, everybody?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, about the property tax. Yeah, that's right. They'll change one thing, and they'll raise your property taxes, and they'll lower something, or they'll raise the other thing, whatever they do, how they do that. But ever since I can remember, the taxes, our property went down, took a big hit. But what we paid didn't ever take a hit. And now that all it's done is raise taxes, and it had never, ever caught back up with where it was at one time. And they keep on continuing to do that. And I just want to, I think that I wish we could find somebody with just some real good common sense, because to run it, I'm not even a Republican or a Democrat. I'm just trying to vote for the person that I think could do the best job. And I just wish we could have some good common sense in there, because the government is really hurting our country, and our country is great, and I hate that. And y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments.
Anybody like to respond to that, or you want to move on to the next caller?
Yeah, I'll respond to that, Scott. I understand where he's coming from. A lot of people had their homes foreclosed on. I mean, we talk about the growth in Rutherford County and the pure growth we had, but, you know, we did have a very high rate of foreclosure, and we had a lot of people hurting. And this property tax didn't help one bit. Now, I don't think it was the cause of the foreclosure. I won't say that, but I do know there were many of those. And when the mayor claims on his information that he puts out to have brought in 15,000 jobs, you know, there are a lot of people that lost their jobs. There's a lot of people that lost their homes. There's a lot of people that had to go through foreclosure, and a lot of people that were hurting. So I think you need to average that out. Plus, as a member of the Industrial Development Board team that I'm on, all the big decisions and all the big jobs and all the big companies have to come through the Industrial Development Board, and that's a team effort that we make on the IDB to successfully recruit those jobs and create new jobs in the county.
All right, we'll go on to the next caller, and good morning. You're on WGNS.
Is it me?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I just want to make a comment about the new schools. We have all these big new schools, and we don't have a place to hold a graduation. I think that's a shame. If they need to consider that on the next new building, maybe. That's all I've got to say.
All right.
Well, I agree with you. It's unfortunate that Middle Tennessee State University, where we hold our graduations, they had a necessary improvement that needed to be made to their Murphy Center, where these graduations are held, and we just, it'll be back next year, and this is an unfortunate one-time experience that we believe, but we know that Miller Murphy Center will hold about, I believe, 12,000 folks or so. We don't have the capacity to build 12,000-seat auditoriums in each of our schools. That would not be practical. Certainly that would increase the expenditures there for those one-time events. So, yes, they are going somewhere else this year. We will be able to, we believe, return to Murphy Center at MTSU next year, and it'll be much more convenient for everyone than it's going to be this time. But it does happen. So we have limited facilities, limited seating capacity. If you have, let's say, 400 or 500 kids that are graduating, and they each bring, you know, several family members with them, then that far exceeds the capacity for our gymnasiums, and certainly way, way more than the auditorium. So it's just a one-time, unfortunate, difficult experience for us. But we will work through this, and it will be okay as we move forward.
That was Mayor Ernest Burgess. Jimmy Evans, would you like to respond?
I agree on that. I mean, it'd be nice to have a large facility, but I believe that starting next year that MTSU will let us use theirs again, and that's something that we'd like to have, but the funding is not there, and we can't ask the property owners to pay more tax for a facility like that. However, down the road, if we have excess funds available, that's one of the wants that we could prioritize on our list and one of the things that we could possibly provide. Thank you.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air with the with Mayor Ernest Burgess and also candidate Jimmy Evans. Go ahead.
I'm Jim Holloman. I'm a county resident. I live out on 96 West, and I have a question for the mayor. The mayor has talked about the growth and the expansion of our different industries and things, and I just wonder what his plans are for the growth of our solid waste department. It seems to have stood still while we have expanded and grown, and we have a lot of citizens that come to our facility, but it doesn't seem our department has grown with the growth of the county. And I would like to ask the mayor what he has in store and his plans for the growth of our solid waste department.
Well, the main thing that we want to work with in our solid waste department is continue to improve our recycling so that we're sending less solid waste to the private landfill that we have here in Rutherford County. In the last several years, we have put in every one of our convenience centers all of those containers that can manage and handle all of those items that are recyclable. We have made major improvements in the amount of things that are being recycled, and we're recovering some value from all of that. In fact, a few $100,000, we have been able to increase the revenue from that recycling effort. We're still focused on that. Right now, the previous goal that the state of Tennessee, the TDEC, has set for us has been 25% of our solid waste should be recycled. They're increasing that to 50%. We're working right now, even with the MTSU, to find ways to be innovative and find a way to encourage and energize our citizens to work with us and reduce the amount of stuff that we're having to actually send to that landfill out there. That landfill, its life expectancy is maybe 15 plus or minus years. Now, what are we going to do when that happens? We're spending a lot of energy and time and research with other private industries and other people that have done some things that have diverted and converted the use of the stuff, the solid waste is actually going, so that we can limit and maintain and manage that growth. That's a major issue that's facing us. It's going to take a huge amount of effort on the part of everyone in this whole country, really, not just in this county, because we're facing a very, very serious challenge of where that's going to go once that is full. Now, as far as growth, we think our convenience centers are properly located. We think they're doing a great job, a wonderful job. We've got some tremendously good people serving us as our convenience center operators out there. Yes, we do need a facility that would support our trucks that we're running to haul our recycled materials and the other solid waste to the landfill. But at this point in time, we have not been able to fund that necessary maintenance and support building. We'll get around to that hopefully, but sometimes it doesn't rise to the level of priority. Certainly it hasn't risen to the level of priority that we've had with respect to schools and some other needs. So we're going to continue to work on that, and it's a difficult process, but the primary thing we've got to do is focus on how we can get more people to recycle more material, to lower the amount of stuff that's going to our landfill that's owned and operated privately here, so that we can extend the life of that and we don't have to put on the burden on our citizens of actually shipping this stuff somewhere else.
Yeah, this is Jimmy. I just want to say a couple of things. Yes, it would be nice to be able to recycle more and more. You know, we've got some issues with the county's landfill where we take the construction waste and debris. We've been written up by the state many, many times. I'm not exactly sure, but there's been multiple times where we've been written up by the state. Now, we're not then fined, but we have had some of that ooze or whatever you want to call it leak into the river, which is the intake is our intake is down below the river from our drinking water. So I'm not saying it's toxic or anything like that, but I don't understand why we have not taken the bull by the horns and 100% fixed that problem rather than let it continue and continue to get written up by the state time and time again. So it seems that we're just patching it rather than repairing it. And under my administration, we will repair that because we can't have sludge or leachate or whatever they want to call it getting into the river. Thank you.
Let me follow up on that. Our construction landfill is in 100% compliance. And we're not even sure that anybody has any real evidence, period, if anything has ever gotten into that river. There has been no factual information that shows anything has ever been placed or run into that river that has created any problem. All the tests that TDEC has made have confirmed that it is completely safe. And we have taken some major steps that should have been taken 10 or 15 years ago. But we have put in place remediation and tools and processes, and we are in 100% compliance with the environmental requirements at our construction landfill.
Well, I'd like to ask them why we have been written up. What's that? Why have we been written up several times? If that's the case, what are we being written up for out there? We're evidently not doing something right because of the state coming out there on multiple times writing us up. Like I say, they're not fining us. So it can't be of a terrible degree, but it's enough that they continue to write us up about it and make notes about it. And so that's what concerns me.
Well, I think it would be wise to read those reports, and they're just routine kinds of reports typically.
That is going to do it for today, and we will let each of you close out. And we started with Mayor Burgess, so we'll start this time with Jimmy Evans on closing us out.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, WGNS listeners, for listening to this morning. Once again, my name's Jimmy Evans, and I'm running a grassroots campaign. This comes down to one of two things. I'm a well-rounded leader. I'm very approachable. I'm an everyday guy. I understand what it's like to make a payroll for a small business. I understand what it's like to make a payroll for a big business. Right now, it comes down to basically one thing, is that the county mayor seat is not for sale. It belongs to the people. This campaign has come down to grassroots versus the mayor's millions. He has spent several hundred thousand dollars on TV advertising in Nashville in an event to buy this race. And I just want to tell the public that this seat is not for sale. They will be the ones to make the ultimate decision. And this comes down to, once again, grassroots versus millions and millions and millions of dollars. Thank you.
Thank all of you for listening, and thank you for your calls, and thank you for the privilege and honor of serving as your county mayor. Life is filled with choices. And do I make decisions for my personal gain, benefit, and pleasure? I have to ask myself these questions, and all of us should be asking these questions. Or do I make decisions that are difficult sometimes personally, but centered on helping others? Every single one of us has a responsibility to use our talent and our time and our treasure to serve others. It's just that simple. Servant leadership is not about my personal gain, but it's about helping others to be successful. And I just want to say, I don't know where they're getting all these hundreds of thousands of dollars that he just mentioned as far as we spent on TV. That's far, far from the truth. I hold a high standard to act justly, to love mercy, and to work, and to walk humbly. And I think I've done that. I want to treat every person with equality and respect. I want to recognize the human dignity and worth of every single person. Every one of us is accountable. None of us is above the law. America is great because America is good. We will not allow this country, this state, or this county to go down on our watch. Our actions must reflect compassion, concern, and commitment to others. We should develop in life an attitude that reflects such a concern for others that every thought is a concern for the benefit of others. all of you out there that know me know that I have been a very, very generous and compassionate person. I don't take this job lightly. It's critical. It's important. I'm making an investment in the future of our county. Leadership is putting others first. I'm Ernest Burgess. I'm asking for your vote. I'm asking for your support that together we continue to make this county even stronger and even better than it is. And this is happening. And thank all of you out there that have made this possible. You are the great resources in this county that have made this county so great. And we can continue to work together. And I promise to do just that. Thank you.
You've been listening to Political Forum with candidate Jimmy Evans and also incumbent Mayor Ernest Burgess. And again, just a reminder, the primary is going to be on May the 6th. That's the Republican primary, and you will have the opportunity to vote for either incumbent Mayor Ernest Burgess or candidate Jimmy Evans. That's going to do it for today's show. Right now the time, 9:05, temperature outside, 58 degrees. Truman Jones comes your way next. Sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is a tide going.